Southerners love football. That is probably never going to change. But what about attitudes toward football players? Michael Sam broke ground when he became the first openly gay player to be drafted to the NFL in 2014, but it didn't solve the problems of homophobia in the league. The Atlanta Falcons recently made headlines when a coach asked draft prospect Eli Apple if he, quote, liked men during his interview. That incident sparked significant public outcry, and it's left us to wonder if football and other pro sports will ever truly accept and support gay athletes. Joining us now is former NFL player turned activist. Wade Davis played for several different teams in the early 2000s, and he's since become a spokesperson for Orientation Equality. He currently serves as a senior consultant at the firm YSC. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Also with us is Eric Fernandez. He's the social editor for Cycle, and he's covered this drama surrounding Eli Apple. Hi, Eric.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Eric and Wade, I want to play you the clip of NFL prospect Eli Apple. He's recounting here the interview he had with a scout from the Atlanta Falcons.
I think the Falcons coach, one of the coaches was like, so do you like men? And it was like the first thing he asked me.
Really?
It was weird. And I was just like, you know, no. I mean, he's like, well, if you're going to come to Atlanta, you just got to know that, you know, sometimes that's how it is out here or whatever. You got to get used to it.
Wade, why did that exchange cause such an outcry among people that were paying attention?
I think the biggest issue is it reinforces an idea that the NFL is a space that isn't accepting towards LGBT people. I think the other aspect of it is that there was this very homo-antagonistic tone to it, saying that if you do come to Atlanta, just know that Atlanta has this type of a population, so you're going to have to just kind of get used to it.
And Eric, what is the NFL's policy? I read it over, and it sounds like very similar to what used to be the policy in the military of don't ask, don't tell.
NFL spokesman Greg Aiello, he mentioned this in 2013. I think this was soon after the Manti Te'o, the Chargers linebacker, when he wasn't explicitly asked, but there was kind of open questioning about his sexuality. And current Broncos tight end Nick Castle was, he said that he was asked whether he liked girls, like in that same year. So I think, NFL spokesman, he said, any team or employee that inquires about impermissible subjects, about an employee's decision based on such factors, is subject to league discipline. So they were told that they were not able to ask questions about a player's sexual orientation. And the next year, teams were sent memos around, around draft time as well. But it appears that this continues to be a problem.
But are there protections? Wait, are there protections? If they're not supposed to ask you, that's one thing. But if a team knows that one of their players is gay, are there protections in the NFL bylaws for that player in terms of his treatment in the locker room and on the field?
So there is a clause in there that says that all employees should be treated, with dignity and respect. There isn't anything specific that's around being LGBT. That there is just the overall clause that I do believe that it includes sexual orientation, but I don't think that it's black and white. I do think that what you have found is that NFL teams are requiring their players. I mean, the NFL is requiring their teams to actually have trainings and whatnot, and that's part of my job as a consultant with the NFL, is to go in and work with teams and train them why it's important to create a space on their team that is LGBT inclusive.
So you must have been a little disappointed, maybe, by what happened, the exchange that happened with the Atlanta Falcons. What does that tell you?
I think it tells me that we still have a long way to go. I think it also tells us that that the NFL in general still has a cultural competency problem, where they actually don't understand that how this question was problematic. I actually had the chance to work with Marquand Manuel, and from talking to him, he wasn't asking the question in his mind thinking that this player was actually gay, or if he was, did he have a problem with it? I think he was asking to say, hey, if you aren't gay, just know when you come to Atlanta, this is the environment that's actually here, so you as a player have to be mature enough and at a certain level where this is not going to bother you or become a distraction. I think that's what undergirded the actual question. It came out very, very clumsily, and it was inappropriate, but I think that the root of it wasn't from a negative space.
So let's, since you brought up the just the cultural competency of the NFL, I want to play this clip of sports anchor Dale Hansen. He went off on a rant against the NFL. This was during the whole drama that surrounded Michael Sam. And Hansen talked about the double standard in the NFL and the way that the public treats athletes.
You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots, you're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You kill people while driving drunk, that guy's welcome. Players caught in hotel rooms with illegal drugs and prostitutes, we know they're welcome. Players accused of rape and pay the woman to go away. You lie to police trying to cover up a murder, we're comfortable with that. You love another man, well, now you've gone too far.
Eric, since you covered the whole issue of with the Atlanta Falcons in this inappropriate question, did you feel that there was enough conversations, or in your reporting, were you aware of enough conversations going on that this might be addressed on a more comprehensive level, or just at the Falcons?
So, like I spoke to, I believe it was Brian McCarty, the NFL spokesman for the NFL. He said, you know, they were looking into it, nothing more. He ended up not really getting disciplined. You know, he ended up getting counseling training and social responsibility training, and like education is obviously always important. But I think, you know, there's a little bit of a double standard here when it comes to punishment doled out for players not doing their job and violating NFL policy, and coaches not doing their job and violating NFL policy. If a player wears a different color sock, he's getting fined because that's part of their uniform policy. So if the NFL is sending out memos, and if they have this anti-discrimination policy in their collective bargaining agreement, they need to be holding these coaches accountable if they make this type of mistake. So, I just think that there's a double standard with that.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Eric Fernandez. He's an editor, and former NFL player Wade Davis. We're talking about the issue of homophobia in professional sports. Wade, your response to that, especially what Dale Hansen pointed out, which is a double standard not only on the part of the NFL, but fans.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest issues that I think that we have, not just in sports, but just in the country at large, is this idea that that there are certain things that you can do that's acceptable, or that we will overlook, and there are other things that are unacceptable. I think that his example with the Ray Rice thing is pretty obvious, right? I think the one thing that I've been pushing the NFL on from an internal space is, and some people may not understand this, but when you fine a player or suspend a player for, let's say, making a homophobic statement, right? Like, you create an environment whereas now the entire team will now rally around that player. We all know that making homophobic comments are wrong, but the culture of sports right now is one that there is a distance between what is LGBT and what is in the NFL. So my suggestion is that anytime a player makes a homophobic comment, he now has to do some community service work, working with local LGBT organizations, and that is one of the things that we're going to be doing this summer, spring with the Falcons, is actually having them doing some work with a local LGBT organization, so that the players can actually now see who and who their words hurt. So instead of just saying, hey, let's just fine this player $10,000, that's actually not going to curb behavior. But what will is actually saying, hey, like, let's let you actually spend time working with the individuals that your words actually hurt. So therefore, there is the cultural competency piece, and also we actually put a face to what this homophobic space is.
Eric, you've spoken with a number of players. What's been their response to this controversy?
It seems like there's a lot of outrage just in regards to welcoming LGBT circles. But
wait, there's outrage over the welcoming of LGBT people?
No. Just outrage in regards to people who are welcoming to LGBT circles. So there are people who are accepting of LGBT, the LGBT community. They're outraged by it, but there's also this kind of don't ask, this hush-hush environment that still surrounds major sports, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the MLB. There still needs to be improvement in these sectors, and when it comes to this. So
Wade, you were not out when you were in the in professional football. Has the environment changed? Is the NFL safe for gay athletes at this point?
No, there is no place in America that is fully safe for anyone who identifies as LGBT. I will say that the difference is now is that being LGBT is not the same as it was when I was playing. So you do have players who have openly gay brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, right, which has now caused people to say, hey, what you just said is inappropriate because I have a gay brother, right? You have owners in the NFL who have gay siblings. The owner of the Giants has a gay son. Roger Goodell has a gay brother, right? So because we're just more visible as a people, there has been a lot more individuals who are in the NFL who are now saying, hey, like, we need to start having these conversations because they impact me at home. I would agree with Eric also is that we've got a long way to go. There is this don't ask, don't tell policy, and there is also spaces in the NFL that I know firsthand is that there are players who are out on their team. They may not be out to the public, but they actually believe that they actually don't want to tell the public because now you're no longer just an NFL player. You are the gay NFL player. And when you're someone who, since you were 7 years old, has always wanted to identify as an NFL player, to now have that title amended and saying that you're now gay and you play in the NFL, there are a lot of players who are against that idea.
And the question, I guess, is when we get to the point where that's safe and okay too. It could be a while. Wade Davis is a senior consultant at the firm YSC and a former NFL player. Eric Fernandez is the social editor for Cycle. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.